USA Radio News.
Lawmakers in both parties are beginning talks on gun legislation with red flag laws on the forefront. This comes one day after a gunman killed 19 children and two adults at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax curtailing gun ownership would not have stopped Tuesday's massacre.
We already have laws against killing people, and this guy apparently didn't care what the law was. Having a gun law that told him not to have a gun would have stopped any of this.
Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary race between Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick will head to a recount. The narrow margin between the two candidates triggered a mandatory recount under Pennsylvania law. Counties in Pennsylvania must begin recounting ballots by no later than June 1st. They must finish their recounts by June 7th at noon. This is USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
West Virginia has reached a tentative settlement with drug makers in an opioid crisis trial.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey said Wednesday attorneys for the state of West Virginia and two remaining pharmaceutical manufacturers have reached a tentative $161.5 million settlement just as closing arguments were set to begin in a seven-week trial over the opioid epidemic. The lawsuit accused Teva Pharmaceuticals and AbbVie Incorporated and its companies of downplaying the risks of addiction associated with opioid use and overstating the benefits. The judge in Charleston, West Virginia, put the trial on hold for the parties to work things out. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal judge has sentenced reality TV's Josh Duggar to 12 and a half years in prison for his child porn conviction. Police arrested Duggar in April 2021 after authorities found child porn on a computer at a car dealership that he owned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The shortage of baby formula took center stage on Wednesday. Reporter Tim Berg has the breakdown.
Some states are facing serious shortages of baby formula. A House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing on Wednesday to investigate the Food and Drug Administration's role in the shortage. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse, or were they caught flat-footed? Or, as I believe, both. No matter the reason, it's not acceptable.
He says he wants to know why the FDA didn't act if they allegedly knew about the shortage 3 months ago.
A fraudulent petition signatures report has been referred to Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel on Wednesday. A suspected signature forgery operation is compromising ballot placement for 19 candidates in Michigan, including half of the 10 Republican gubernatorial hopefuls. Michigan's Board of State Canvassers will meet on Thursday. Norm Schinkel is a Republican on that board. He spoke with the Steve Gruber Show on Wednesday.
I hope we can get to the bottom of it, but we got to prosecute.
Some 3,000 sailors are flooding New York City for Fleet Week. Members of the Navy, Coast Guard, and Marine Corps will hit the streets in their uniforms as their ships dock around the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.